Science shows that your immune system is highly affected by what you eat. So why not eat healthy? Fruits and vegetables contain the best chemistry for bolstering your immune system against all kinds of threats, such as viruses and bacteria. That's why Dr. Douglas Howard scientifically formulated Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature contains a powerful variety of fruits and vegetables. We flash dry the whole produce and grind them into a powder before delivering them to you in a convenient capsule form. Unlike other supplements, we use whole produce. We don't have to add back in any vitamins or chemicals to bolster its nutritional value. They are all there, just as Mother Nature intended. This method preserves all the nutrition and keeps the natural chemistry that can only be found in whole fruits and vegetables. Give your body the full effect of eating a wide array of whole fruits and vegetables with a blend that is designed with your immune system in mind. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. We've been tested for patience. Oh, we were negative. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Okay, Mr. Neeson, whenever you're ready.
I see you when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake.
Okay, that's good. Let's try it again, maybe a little more jolly. Think Santa.
I watch you when you're sleeping. Oh, yeah. I know when you're awake. I'm making a list and checking it twice. I'm going to find out who's naughty or nice.
Okay, I think maybe that's a little too intimidating.
Yeah, but if you don't mind me saying, I think it's right. You know, do you understand what Santa's saying here? He's making a list. Naughty, nice. He's detailed. He's single-minded. He's an eye in the sky bringing swift judgment.
Okay, but he's also bringing toys to children.
Not the naughty ones.
Hi there. Welcome back. A little Liam Neeson for you. Welcome to the show. Last hour on a Tuesday. I've got Uncle Milty here. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
And we were just reading through the pamphlets that are coming through with the vaccines that seem to be hitting everywhere. It's disgusting. I just hope you're not going to pony yourself up for one of these monstrosities. I played Dr. Carrie Madaj talking about what's in this vaccine, like how they're going to do this. Moderna, which is really, if you took the word apart, it's modern RNA. It's the only thing they've ever produced. Did you know that they've never produced anything else besides this?
No.
Yeah. Did you know that in the documentation that is being given to healthcare workers regarding this, that everything says expected or not, they don't know about this. They only said it was studied in Zika and Ebola. They can't even say that this vaccine, this horrendous, I can't even call it a vaccine, that the mRNA is brand new. You're the guinea pig, America. You're it. You're the guinea pig. You should see this literature, this propaganda. In fact, the person that gave this to me actually asked for a list of ingredients. Guess what? I know. I knew you could guess this one. They won't give a list of ingredients. And here we are looking at all this. It even said that it was being manufactured before clinical trials were even concluded. They didn't care what the outcome was. They already had it. They already had it produced. When they were telling you it was a mystery disease this whole year, they already had it long ago. It was already being produced in March and April. When they locked us down and said, we don't know what we're dealing with. Remember that? I do. Yep. They said they were already manufacturing the inoculation for it. How do you come up with an inoculation for a mystery? It doesn't work that way. The pamphlet is so rigged with crafty wording that everything is, if you really look for the wording, I mean, it's amazing how they basically just discount it to, we got this, you just trust us, we're good. And yeah, they talk about it being an mRNA and how exciting this is because it's so brand new on the market. They've never done this with a vaccine. I hope you guys find this as terrifying as I do. Because I'm reading this thing and I honestly can't believe this. I can't believe this thing. Can you, Uncle Milty? I'm like,
no.
Oh my gosh. Duration of protection is not yet known. Says this in the pamphlet that you're going to receive. Actually, this is the one for the medical people. This is how to talk you into it too. They have links on how to talk you into this. And it says that here's our control groups, right? This is how many enrolled. It doesn't say how many were tested. It gives you how many enrolled in the test. Then it basically says, at the very, very bottom of the pamphlet, it says this was already being manufactured before all of this. So you're supposed to just trust them on this one. They went on to say, well, it doesn't affect your DNA. It does not enter the cell nucleus, but other doctors have disagreed with that. They also said, we're using technology that is new, but not unknown because we've studied it. Do you notice the word studied? It means they didn't use it. It means they only studied it. That does not make me feel better. So here's the big piece of information. The most obvious. Look around you. Look around you. Who's dying? What's the average age, Milty?
78.
What's the average age of death in America?
78.
Boy, what a coincidence. Are young people dying? Is anyone that you know really dying of this?
It almost seems like they could actually be going around and finding people over 78 that are sick.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
waiting for them to die or even causing it.
Right. This is just so sickening what they're handing out right now with these vaccines this week. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hey,
Uncle Milty. Hi. Hi. Go right ahead.
Just an uplifting thought with all of this,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys remember the Darwin Awards?
Yeah.
Yep.
What did those go to? I can't remember. I do
2020.
Remember. Oh,
this
yeah.
is the Darwin test to find out who the winners are of the Darwin Awards. So I know that you're pushing for people to be educated, and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a point when I worked at WIC. There comes a point where you cannot educate any longer.
You're right.
And people have to either pony it up and say, I will not, or they're going to go along. And unfortunately, if they go along, they will end up as one of the winners of a Darwin Award.
You're right. Thank you for that. Really love that. Thank you. It is the Darwin Award. If you can get through this with your own body and not a Tylenol or an ibuprofen, 99.9% of the time, then why in the world are you going to go take an experimental vaccine called mRNA? Why?
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, when we talked about it being mRNA, people said we were conspiracists. I love that. I love that, when it's in their own words. I'm not quite sure how far you can go with the whole conspiracy thing. Okay. And people say, is there any chips in these? Well, there was an article in Mainstream that talked about the ordering of 500 vaccinations, but the chip delivery was in the, and the chip delivery by their standards was to show that you had it. A verifiable way to show that you had received it.
That's right.
But nothing else. That chip doesn't do a thing else.
No, they can just scan
it. But it's in the syringe.
Yeah.
That's the most important piece. It's in the syringe. So I just thought I'd let people know that.
I don't know how big people think these chips are.
They're not very big. A little particle.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. It really is that people would actually pony themselves up for this. Also, allergies, if you have any allergies whatsoever, they're telling you not to take it because it's so safe. It's so safe. Yeah. Okay. This is a monstrosity from hell. And I don't know who's dumb enough to take this. Do you?
No. Of all the vaccines we've had in our history, have you ever heard anyone say we must vaccinate everyone?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
No. And they usually do not vaccinate like the elderly like this because they have too many problems going
on. That's right.
Yeah. And we're about to have a little genocide go on. Not little. A huge genocide go on right under us.
Well, let's say just...
Of elderly being given this.
The possibility that 10% of the people that received the vaccination die.
They'll say it was for the good of humanity.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
They'll say it was for the good of humanity.
Yeah.
Bill Gates already came out and said this. He already said.
We saved 90%.
Yep. And this is the sad part. Those 10% wouldn't have died.
Well, actually, they would have.
Oh, if you're talking about the elderly.
Well, yeah. Right? And the elderly, the statistics for the elderly is that all of the elderly that have died supposedly of COVID.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Were going to die within a year of whatever their ailment was to begin with.
So let's just speed that up.
Yeah.
No, it just makes me want to vomit.
Or use them to create a narrative.
It does. When that doctor on CNN, Kelly Moore, came out from Immunization Action Coalition and said, if they die within 24 hours of getting the vaccine, don't worry, it wasn't because of the vaccine. It was because they were already going to die.
Yeah, something else.
Oh, you guys, it really makes me want to vomit. I don't know how else to say it, but that looking through the literature of this is disgusting because the wordplay is expected, studied, we think so. You know, projected, and you're the guinea pig pool. By the way, your daily affirmation, no, you're not crazy. and by the way, Biden, like we said last night, they were going to try to say he was president last night. The Electoral College votes are sealed. The states have till December 23rd to even turn them in. The votes are not unsealed until January 6th. So you tell me, how do they know the outcome of those Electoral College votes? And by the way, many of them were split. They were split. And the electors can do that.
Yep.
They can change their votes.
Yep.
I think we have a little showdown coming on January the 6th. I really do. I do. And I knew they were going to be desperate enough. They were going to have to sell that lie last night. And they're selling it all day today. Look at how many times you've been told how many times Biden's been congratulated. They've never gone this far in history as far as this many times trying to tell you he is the president-elect in history. They've never shoved it down your throat farther. They've never told more lies about it. They've never been in the media 24/7 talking about who's congratulating him next. They just don't. They don't go to this extreme. Last night, they didn't know what those Electoral College votes were, but they told you that it was all summed up last night. What a joke. You believe it?
Yeah. Take them a jar of
oh my gosh,
jelly belly beans and have them count them for you, but
oh
tell
my
you
gosh,
how many are in there.
They sealed them. They sealed them until January. No one will know. The only reason we know that some of the states were split is some of the electors were coming out and they were saying, yes, we've split the electorate slate. We're not, I'm serious when I say this is no closer to over than it was a little while ago. There's no solution yet. The states haven't even been called, those six states. They literally have not been called yet. They're still embroiled in lawsuits. And last night, they just took the opportunity of it being the eve of the Electoral College to sell you a lie, another one? How desperate must they be?
Yeah. Before we get too far away, though, I want to let people know that they can go to the CDC.gov website, and there's a whole section where they're teaching medical people how to deal with vaccinations with this this vaccine.
Uh-huh.
They're teaching you what to say, how to say it.
That's a whole lot of... I remember the military talking about this, how they said they were going to have to be leaned on for their trust in order to sell this to people.
You can read about it at the CDC.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick. So he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck.
Hi there, welcome back. Hey, Daly Show. I just want to relay a couple of items in the literature that's being sent out with the vaccine to your healthcare providers. A friend of mine sent me a copy of it. Let me just kind of give you this. At least 8 weeks of safety data were gathered in the trials. By the way, they also admit the manufacturing of this was already done and going on before the trials were over. 8 weeks. And it is unusual for side effects to appear more than 8 weeks after vaccination. You know, back in the polio, when they gave the polio one that was infected with the monkey kidney disease, they gave 98 million doses. So half the nation got an infected polio dose. And then all of a sudden, cancer went through the roof. Cancer didn't go through the roof in 8 weeks. No. Cancer went through the roof. And people were complaining about the four soft cell cancers going through the roof about a decade later. I just wanted you guys to know that. Another thing they said was duration of protection is not yet known. That's a, okay. But all their disclaimers are on here. Let's see. And what did it say in the indoctrination tips for those giving the vaccine for safety, safety standards?
At the CDC website,
mm-hmm.
It says a patient could ask you if the vaccine is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Your answer should be basically, well, the FDA looks at all the clinical studies, and you can assure them that they mm-hmm. don't usually allow an early release unless they think it's going to be safe.
Wow, way to word it.
Yeah.
Way to crafty it up. That's nice. I love the crafty wording. Also, when they are describing why healthcare personnel have to take this, they said can potentially, I love the wording, transmit the virus that causes COVID. Can potentially transmit the virus that causes COVID. Two things. Number one, they say potentially because the WHO already came out and said you can't transmit something you don't have.
Right.
And B, transmit the virus that causes COVID. Think about that sentence. The virus that causes COVID.
Okay? Are they injecting a virus?
It ain't COVID.
Another answer to the safety question that uh-huh. they tell the people mm-hmm. to give, the medical people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, the FDA and the CDC will continue to monitor the safety of the vaccine to make sure that even when very rare side effects are identified, we can keep you safe.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So they're expecting mm-hmm. to find some things, I think.
Yeah. Well, you're all the guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And so they talk about this mRNA vaccine two-dose schedule very, very freely. They say that they manufactured it before the clinical trials ended. They said they only took 8 weeks of the clinical trials. Now, I just want you to keep in mind, do you know our military, starting back with Desert Storm in the low 90s, started receiving an anthrax vaccine? They received this because of the threat that another country could do an anthrax sort of, you know, scare on the military, right? Do you know that never happened?
No.
Do you know we're still administering the anthrax vaccine all these years later? All these decades later? Did you know there's never been a single anthrax incident with the military as far as any country doing that to us? And they say that this is why it's causing depression. There's a lot of theories about that
PTSD.
Vaccine causing PTSD and suicide. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting, though, because one of the reasons there hasn't been an anthrax attack
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
is because there is a lot of international law about biological warfare.
There is.
Yeah. And very few idiot nations would even attempt it.
No, not on ours, because, my gosh,
no,
we can
because
come full
we
throttle.
Can crush them.
Yep. And so they keep giving that to them. Anybody wonder why? Since 93, 92?
Well, so they won't get anthrax?
91, yeah. Yeah. And the people that have that contract, because mm-hmm. the only anthrax scare we had was a couple of letters. Remember
yeah.
going to D.C.
mm-hmm.
in 2001, right around 9/11? And did you know that... it secured a contract that they were actually going to end. And the contract was Bush and some people over in Saudi Arabia have that contract. It's not from here.
Hmm.
Mm-mm. Anyway, I just thought people should know that. Let me play Christina Northrup for you. This is 4 minutes of the COVID vaccine danger. And when they rattle off her... who she is, keep in mind that people will say that's not an expert enough. Okay, here we go. It's kind of amazing. Here you go.
Okay, my name is Dr. Christian Northrup. I'm a board-certified OBGYN physician trained at Dartmouth Medical School, Tufts New England Medical Center. I'm a former clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. I'm the author of 3 New York Times best-selling books, including Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause,
Not Expert
and Goddesses
Enough.
Never Age. I've done 8 highly successful public television specials. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 different times, and all the numerous TV shows like Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray and NBC Nightly News and all of the rest of it, kind of straddling the world between holistic medicine and conventional OBGYN. And my entire career really has been about teaching women everything that can go right with their bodies and how to make that their experience. And the problem with the flu vaccine is that is a well-known 4.4 times increased risk of being more susceptible to other respiratory viruses. And there is some data that those who get the flu vaccine are far more likely to get COVID, to get sick from COVID. Remember that the vast majority of us have already, because of the way viruses are, this is the work of Dolores Cahill, because of the way viruses spread, we've already seen that virus. It spreads through the population very, very quickly. And in fact, I think the World Health Organization, the CDC website, downgraded COVID to nothing more than the flu in April. Yeah. So I don't know why suddenly places like Massachusetts have just mandated a flu shot for everyone from 6 months old onward for daycare or school, when we know that getting the flu vaccine increases your risk of another respiratory virus. Now, the other thing about the flu vaccine is it's never been 100% effective. It might be effective if they got the right strain that year, but it's always a kind of a gamble as, you know, are we making the right vaccine for this year's flu? In any given year, the best they've ever done is 40% effective.
So they're pushing the flu vaccine, and a lot of people are taking it because the media are saying, we've got to keep the hospitals full, you've got to do your bit as a British person or as an American, you've got to help out. So people are flocking. There's lines in Britain of people lining up for their flu vaccine to do their bit for Britain. And then, so that's one thing, but I really want to get across to everybody, and you described this so well, but I'm sorry to make you, could you just do it one more time? This COVID vaccine is like nothing we've seen before. Am I correct in that?
That is correct. Nothing. We have no experience with this at all. A nanoparticle is a tiny, tiny, tiny robot that collects your biometric data, your heart rate, your breathing, your relationships, whether you've had sex, what drugs you're on, where you're going, who are you going with, and sends that data up to the cloud. And then they want to use that data to, at the very best, you know, sell you stuff, like know your every move so that they can send you emails to get whatever product. But at the very worst, this one about connecting you to cryptocurrency so that we have a cashless society, facial recognition, the ability to control a whole population. And there are aspects of this that are very nefarious, which is that with 5G then rolled out, which is being rolled out in some places, that's 60 gigahertz. And that that vibration, that radiation can literally adversely affect the hemoglobin in our bodies, making it very hard to be oxygenated. And that looked like what was happening, by the way, in China at the beginning, and also New York City, where people would come in unable to, you know, blue, unable to get enough oxygen. And then they were put on respirators and killed that way, because that wasn't what was necessary.
Yeah, that was, Dr. Christian Northrup. She was talking about a little bit more about the end game, but wow.
Have you heard that the part of the problem with these vaccines is that they have to be kept so cold?
Yeah.
They have to be frozen.
Uh-huh.
They're stored frozen, and it's an issue, you know. Well, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
The modern RNA vaccine will remain stable at standard refrigerator temperatures of 2 to 8 degrees centigrade, mm-hmm. 36 to 46 Fahrenheit, for up to 30 days, and remain stable at room temperature for up to 12 hours. Well, that I don't see a big problem there.
Jeez. Hmm.
I mean, if you're going to be handing it out by the
millions. Well, you know. Yeah. This is, you guys, it's just getting scarier all the time. And it's not like you're going to go get it. And if somebody you know gets it and go, what? They're fine. They didn't die. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about down the road. Because we've had enough instances with our government getting behind something. It was the head of the Cancer Foundation that actually gave the polio vaccine to his grandkids, and one of them died. The other one had polio. And nobody even thought twice. It was like, well, it wasn't really super publicized at the time. But we've had problems all along. This isn't anything new. It's just that now we have a whole new type of what they're calling a vaccine. It really shouldn't be called a vaccine.
Yeah.
Because it's not. It's an RNA injection. You do not want this monstrosity. Please don't take it.
Yeah. So here's a good one. It is a myth that the mRNA vaccine changes the DNA of fetuses. But don't give it to pregnant women.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Oh, you guys. Yeah. And they're going to claim it was so new and got out there so quick. And you know what they're saying about the manufacturing? Don't think twice about the fact it was manufactured this quickly. Because it's an RNA. It's a new type of vaccine. They were able to just kick it out a lot faster.
Yeah.
And then they're going to claim, we didn't know. We didn't know. And you can't sue them. You can't sue them.
Well, the issue is not how fast they can make it. The issue mm-hmm. is that they skipped 5 years of testing.
Right. And the other issue is you tell me, you give me something healthy that's really come from vaccines and what our body can't do on its own. God made us a beautiful body that is just so intricate and delicate and powerful all at the same time that can... That can honestly work through and kick out so many different things that we think that we have to inoculate for. And they're selling this one hard. They are selling this so hard. Why?
Well, you know.
Oh, shoot. All right. We're going to come right back. Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
I don't know. I think folks are all dressed up like vulnerable, sickly people this year. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Folks dressed up in hazmat suits. Welcome back. And make sure to get over to Balance of Nature. Order up. If you want something that's actually going to help you, please get Balance of Nature. Why in the world would you ever mess with this unknown vat of toxin they are calling a vaccine? Why would you even do that? Get over to Balance of Nature, get the product everybody's raving about and talking about, order some for a friend, and start taking it right away. The 31 fruits and vegetables, 3 caplets of fruits, 3 caplets of veggies. They have a wonderful apple drink that goes with it, a fiber drink with all kinds of minerals and vitamins in it, everything to stabilize your sugar. Stop the cravings. If you're craving sweetness 24/7 right now, we're in Christmas season. I get it, but this can actually help you. Please, by all means, get Balance of Nature and use my name. Get 35% off and free shipping. Use the code Kate, K-A-T-E. I would never talk about a product on the air that I didn't love. I love this product. We'll take some calls, but one of the problems we have right now is really what we call the anomaly effect. I had COVID for a couple of days and I'm fine, but everyone else is dying from it. Mm-hmm. That's the mentality error in thinking that we have right now. And why do we have that? Because the media has convinced you. that you're the anomaly. Oh, you just had it for a couple of days, but everyone else is dying. And this is why people are even considering taking it. And I really feel for the healthcare workers that are made and forced to take this. If you just claim you have an allergy, you shouldn't be taking this at all. Guys, claim allergy, please. I don't care what it is. They said any allergy, you should not be taking this. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
It sort of got some feedback and I turned you down. Hey.
Okay.
I discussed this with someone. They had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it way back in January. And
yep, me too.
She told me that once you have it, it puts you at a higher risk of getting like this acute respiratory disorder that your brain tells your lungs to fill up with this fluid.
Oh, I call bull on that one.
I know. And
oh,
I'm like,
yeah. That is.
I don't think so.
That is just.
You got 90 days that you're immune. Then after that, you can get it again. And
wow.
All of a sudden, I'm like, yeah,
that's bull. So, yep.
Yeah.
100%.
Thanks.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Complete bull.
We've had it in the world for 11 months.
Uh-huh.
If you could get it again after 90 days, where are all the people with the secondary infections?
I know.
There aren't any.
Oh, I swear.
I mean, how much more do you need to know? That's a lie.
Yeah.
My goodness.
They don't even have a sample of it at the CDC. I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but they don't even have a sample of it. It's in their documentation. They don't even have a single sample of it.
They keep throwing these scares out. About something that hasn't happened yet.
I know, it's driving me crazy. And guess what? Guess what? They are trying to con you into taking this vaccine
yes, they
so
are.
Hard. And you should see the literature. And when asked to get the ingredients, they will not publish the ingredients to this vaccine. They will not. They won't. They just refuse. Ask yourself why that is. Ask yourself why you would ever even consider a vaccine for something that you can recover from 99.9% of the time. If it is an actual thing, think about that, you guys. Why in the world would you need a vaccine for that? A vaccine that they said comes with all of these side effects,
mm-hmm.
which are worse. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what to say to people that would actually think. See, you know what? They kept telling everybody that this was the way out of this. And see, people are like, well, this is the way out. What happens if the schools decide that they want to make this mandatory? You're going to pony up your kid for this? We already have the most unhealthy children. And, you know, there was somebody that was speaking out, Brandy Vaughn, who just mysteriously died. She just mysteriously died. She was an ex-Merck employee that said, I will never commit suicide. If I ever die, please, please, please look into my death because I'm healthy. This is what she was speaking out about 2 years ago. This is what she had to say about vaccines. Listen up. 2 minutes.
This is the first generation of kids that is sicker than their parents, and experts say they will not outlive them. What is going on? I'll tell you. Medical science has made such tremendous progress that there's hardly a healthy human left. Crazy. That is crazy. And how is it happening? The Mayo Clinic. Cancer is a mutation of genes after birth. It is not genetic. Don't let anyone play that little argument with you. After birth, due most often to environmental toxins, chemicals, smoking, pollution, radiation. Autoimmune disorders, mostly due to environmental factors, same thing. We're poisoning ourselves. And there are a lot of things that are part of this picture. The air we breathe, the food we eat. We're under a toxic soup, and we have to control whatever exposures we can and minimize it. And you know what? Vaccines are a part of that. Vaccines contain those same chemicals that we don't want to breathe in. The formaldehyde that we, you know, in the Chinese word fluorine. Did you hear about that? Yeah, don't get more short floors from China, guys, because it off-gasses formaldehyde, and that causes cancer, according to EPA. But don't talk about it in vaccines, or you might get called crazy. But then you'll be crazy enough to change the world.
It's Brandy Vaughn. She mysteriously died about a week ago, and My friend Erin Elizabeth was talking about it. She had met with her, and she was part of a huge a group of whistleblowers. And it's just so sad. And she said, "Please look into my death if something happens to me. I did not do this. Ex-Merck employees do not speak out. Why is that? Why is this business so big? Why is this business so big and people so afraid to speak out about it?" She says they're bigger than a small country. More powerful.
Hmm.
Biggest lobbyist to our government is pharma. A lot of money to be made, a lot of scare tactics to utilize, and 300 to 350 more vaccines in the works right now. What else are they going to come up with to get you to be their next guinea pig for whatever they have coming? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just watched Candace Owens' show last night.
Mm-hmm.
At PragerU.com.
Okay.
She was interviewing a gal that was, she grew up in Africa, became a medical doctor, came to the United States,
mm-hmm.
and they talk about COVID-19. She was talking about what she's been doing to...
She's in Texas,
cure
right?
People. Yep, the
yeah.
Texans.
Yeah, Bella, she's the front line. She's one of the front line doctors that we actually yep. played on the air. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
She's a good girl.
People really ought to go watch that. That is mm-hmm. insane.
Yep, it is.
The legislation just about killed Candace Owens because they won't allow doctors to cure people of ordinary diseases because of COVID.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's absolutely asinine. Thank you so much for your call. Really appreciate that.
You know, there's about 80 million mm-hmm. children 18 and under in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
As of September 15th, only 121 had supposedly died of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
What
would
else
you...
were they in the hospital? What
yeah.
For?
And no, and they admit most mm-hmm. of them had a comorbidity.
Of course. Cancer
so
and everything else.
Why would you give a child a vaccine that you don't have any clue what it's going to do when their chance of dying is like 1 in 25 million?
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah. So what happens? What happens if people start demanding this wherever you go? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'm perfectly capable of sitting at home and enjoying my life.
Oh,
go fishing, yeah. hunting, and
yeah.
not travel.
Yeah.
I don't need to travel anymore.
I sure hope there's a lot of doctors out there that would be willing, that understand what's going on with this and how evil this is, that they would actually be willing to sign off. I really do.
And do it to their own families.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're doing.
I know. But I hope they were willing to sign off and say that somebody got it. If that, you know, if they could be part of life, I don't know. I don't know how else to. I don't know what else to do here, guys. We're going to be up against it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have about a minute.
Yes, I'd like to talk about this not being a vaccine at mm-hmm. all, but I don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk about something more disturbing. On the weekend, I was watching the TV pundits shows,
uh-huh.
Meet the Press and Fox News and so forth, and there was a theme by all these disinformation artists promoting this. Gates, I listened to Gates, Fauci, and this Francis Collins that heads up the Institute of Health that Obama picked and Trump kept, and they're all saying the same thing, that you will suffer, you will be miserable until we get at least 75-80% of the population vaccinated. We will not remove the mask, we will not remove the lockdowns and everything that we're doing and we're expanding until that happens. So that is trying to train
yeah.
the people are going to take the vaccine
mm-hmm.
to put to tolerate persecution towards and a violation
yep.
of our rights, those of us that won't.
And amen.
They were,
yep.
I'm so grateful to you for saying
we're
that.
Really pushing that.
Yes, thank you for that. In fact,
It almost sounds like the vaccine could be the mark of the beast.
Very interesting. You know, it's funny. I get these emails. Are you actually an anti-vaxxer in my email?
Yeah.
Person, wake up. Start analyzing why they're shoving these down our throat left and right. Are we a healthier nation? Look at our nation. Are we healthier because of the vaccines? You can't think that we are. Give me a break. Are people just non-thinking? Listen to Bill Gates.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. Eventually, what we'll have to have is certificates of who's a recovered person, who's a vaccinated person. So eventually there will be this digital immunity proof.
Jeez, proof.
So here's the fact. Every day in the United States of America, about 7,500 people die.
Yep.
About 2.5 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a little less this year.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're only at 2.4, right? And before, I mean, it could be up to 2.8 in the last few years, 2.7, 2.8.
But the point is that life is short.
Mm-hmm.
And even at the rate we die is small.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't live that long.
Mm-hmm.
So 2.5 million people a year die in the United States, and the population grows.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a lot of people. Even 2.5 million is not a lot of people.
Why would you harm your body in this way? Why would you pony yourself up for this big of an unknown, this big of a guinea pig test, with the assurity of the FDA and the CDC, who have lied repeatedly about stuff? This is who you're going to? This is who you trust? All I know is I trust God, and I'm telling you that my gut feel on this is so horrific and so horrible, I can't imagine somebody actually saying they want it.
Do you know there's only 7 viral diseases that have over a 10% death rate? The rest are all under 2% or less.
And here we are saying that this is the only way out. Did you know that if the American people said no to this in mass, there's nothing they could do? There isn't.
Nope.
No.
Not
the American
a thing.
People are going to have to say no.
They have to. And if they don't, they're in for big trouble.
And if you're someone that's being forced to, say you have an allergy, let them know you have an allergy. You can't take this. And it even says in their own literature, if you have any allergy whatsoever,
don't take it.
So healthcare workers, please. And if you know someone that's a healthcare worker, say, please do not take this. I care about you enough. Please do not be their guinea pig for the company called Modern RNA. It makes me ill when I'm thinking about it. I can't even hardly think about it. Their disclaimers are just insane in this propaganda. And this is the pamphlet they're handing out to all the medical people that we've been talking about in this hour. Oh, you guys. I don't know what we're going to do. All I know is that we better get a little smarter. Please stop being afraid of this. It's going to take people in mass saying we're not going to put up with this anymore.
Yeah. So I'm at the point now where when I decide what I want to worry about, I flip a coin.
And President-elect Biden, they keep calling him, actually is not. 6 states are still not called. 6 states are still not called for the election. They did not know the results last night. Don't let them fool you. All these people, everybody's coming out of the woodwork. At least you get a huge showing to know who's deep state and who's not and who gets ponied up to tell what to do.
Yep.
Those are usually the people they have stuff on.
Drive careful out there.
Drive careful. Oh my gosh. Be faithful, be fearless. See you here tomorrow.